Blog Talk Radio.
Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin, could have been a three or four or six packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My head is like a football, I think I'm gonna die. She'll meet me on the old high. Wasn't that a party? Someone took a grapefruit, he wore it like a hat. I saw someone under my kitchen table talking to the old tomcat. They were talking about a hockey, and the cat was talking back. Along about then, everything went black. Wasn't that a party? I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my buddy cutting down my neighbor's tree. Could have been the whiskey.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Blue Shirt Panda Radio on St. Patty's Day. A little Irish Covers to get it started here. Evening, Eddie. How are you?
How are you? I'm doing great, actually.
Top of the morning to you.
Hey, top of the morning to you. So, yes. Top of the morning. I hope everybody's found what they wanted at the end of the rainbow this week. Some people found some stuff that they didn't like. Some people found some stuff and are still searching for some stuff tonight. Maybe, some booze, your favorite, imbibing your favorite adult beverage. So I welcome you. I welcome everybody, the Ranger contingent, the Ranger fan contingent, back to another healthy and episode of Blue Shirt Banner Radio. So I'm to the long answer to your question is I'm doing pretty cool. Pretty cool. You got that?
Sorry, I think my microphone accidentally. Can you hear me okay now?
Now I can, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I had a little had to mute my microphone there for a second and I couldn't get it to unmute. So I'm glad you're doing well. And it's out. Paulie D's at the end of your rainbow. He's in town, and you're going to mix it up with him tomorrow night.
Yeah,
Cafe talk to Paul 31.
Right. Me and Paulie D are going to be at Cafe 31 around 3:30-ish. I guess grazing there. I'll be grazing. Because by the time you get waited on at Cafe 31, it gets to be about game time. So you really got to get there early. So 4 hours before game time is just about the right time. And Paulie D will be there, former Ranger Chris Kostopoulos, and he'll be heading over to some bar called The Parlor, which I heard is a little bit upscale.
Oh, yeah, that's the Shishi bar I've heard them speak of. Tatsy hangs out there with Greshner, and, of course, Jackie Lamba goes there, which... Yeah.
I'm not so hot on that one. You know, I'm not a shishi type of guy. I'm more of a sushi type of guy. I like sushi. But, we'll see what happens. We'll see. Me and Paulie will be taking in the train, the Long Island Railroad, tomorrow. So, big game tomorrow, Rangers Canadians. I think this is I told you last night, I think it's going to be a benchmark game for them tomorrow. So, but we got a lot to talk about tonight, not just what happens on the ice. We got some off the ice stuff too as well. And I mean, you set the tone.
We'll just give out a couple of quick scores here. It looks like Ottawa's beating the Devils 1-0 in second period, and Florida's beating Toronto 1-0. With about 17 minutes left to go in the second period. And if anybody cares, Boston and Nashville are tied at 1 in the first. That is your out-of-town scoreboard, at least for the moment. Yeah, let's talk about...
Sorry, Wazili reminded me of how I say Ottawa.
Oh.
That's how they say it. Ottawa.
You sound like John Facenda there, the old voice of NFL films.
Oh, I do. Ottawa. Vince Lombardi and Ottawa.
Jason Spezza and the Ottawa Senators.
Dun, dun. I don't know what that means.
So good evening to all of you guys. And before we, why don't we talk about this at the top before? We've got a good crowd here, and we've got a short show tonight, and I don't want to forget to mention it. That next Saturday, we're going to be at the Molly Weed Pub in New York City. I believe it's on 30th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue. We're going to be there. Party starts when they open at 11 a.m. Eddie and I will do an hour show. From 11:30 to 12:30, and then at 1 o'clock, the Rangers will be taking on the Bruins up in Boston. So we're going to watch the game, hang out, and have a good time. Now, I might as well ask you this now, because I keep forgetting to ask you when I talk to you off the air. How are you planning? Are you going to do the show on over the phone, or do we need someone to bring a – see if we can procure a laptop here?
I would reach out to some people if they could bring their laptops. I'm going to try to – secure one from my great breadth of friends, that I have. But we'll see. Right now I have been thinking about it, and as a matter of fact, maybe after I get off the show here tonight, I'll call and see if I can get one.
Okay.
Do I need any kind of special? I need just to have a wireless thing.
Yeah, just make sure it has a wireless card, and then we should be good to go.
We just bought a new computer today. My wife got a new computer. She got a Dell.
PC or a laptop?
PC.
Oh, okay.
Because right now her computer is making a noise like remember those electric carving knives they used to have in the 70s? I don't know if they still have those things. But those old ones that to go,
dad had one.
Yeah, that's what
that
it sounds like.
Cut the pot roast.
Yeah. That's what a computer sounds like. So, and I see it's really, I look at this chat already, Jimmy. We got the heavyweights came out for this.
Wazzy,
Rock Bear, Bandor, and now High C.
On St. Patty's Day.
Oh, yeah. Well, DB Maven and all the guys are here. I don't want to list everybody here because it's really too many people to actually list.
With some of the people that are here in this chat room, all I can think of is that a saloon must have burned down or something.
Yeah. Before we get into the hockey, do people still get – I know – do people still like – I know Eddie Johnstone, who comes in – not the real Eddie Johnstone, our friend Paul – he's big into this whole St. Paddy's Day get smashed thing. Is this still a very popular thing for people to do? At like, you know, I mean, I'm over 30, I'm over 40, I'm over 20. I don't know why I had to say I'm over 30 if I'm over 40. But do older people still get rocked on St. Patrick's Day? Or is that basically only if you're an alcoholic?
Well, I think there's a certain look. There's always going to be that drinking group, people like Zach, that
right. College
Day, they're out drinking. I'm sure the bars will be plenty full tonight.
Okay.
I mean, they all died. Right. Adam from Chicago's here. They dyed the river in Chicago green. I saw the pictures of it. I'm sure there are plenty of people drinking.
So they got the environment. They're big environmentalists. Let's throw dye into the river.
Yeah.
There's a river, isn't there? In Chicago,
yeah.
Chris? Yeah, there's a lot of rivers. My wife heard. I don't know how my wife heard that because it's only coming through the headphones. But anyway, so that's the story, Morning Glory. So what's going on in Rangerville? You scheduled this show. Tell me what the hell we're here for.
Oh, Marcy Braverman is here. Now I know.
Give her a stand. When Braverman shows up on this show, everybody just better be on their worst behavior.
Well, you know, she listened to the show last night. I think she was either lurking. She was either lurking or she listened to the podcast immediately following the conclusion of our show last night. And she text messaged me her reviews of last night's show, and I'm gonna leave it at that.
Well, she was exactly right. And everybody had their Ranger knowledge sharpened and honed. Nobody make any stupid comments because Marcy Braverman's here. So I even got to watch my P's and Q's.
And she's right. And she has started in on last night's show in the chat room. So good evening, Marcy. Good evening, everyone else. We've now successfully killed 10 minutes off of this 1 hour and 20-minute show. So where do we want to start? Why don't we start talking about a little bit about Sean Avery? Been kind of a hot topic the last couple of days. He was scratched, came back the other night in favor of Voltek Volsky being scratched. And he took, what did he take, 3 penalties in that game the other night?
Yeah, including one at the end of the game, which I thought the Rangers announcers made too much of. Who cares? They were up 6-3. It takes a stupid penalty. 4 minutes left. Yeah, I thought the Islanders were going to come back, really.
They did get a goal on that power play, didn't they?
Yes, they did. So they were up 6-2, 6-3, whatever.
Yeah, so okay. So they made it 6-3.
I mean, you know, I thought that, my opinion is he's still a guy. He's a guy who's gone from the fourth line to the first line. They've bounced him back 1,000 times. He's never said one thing wrong. He's going to get out of hand once in a while. I don't know what you can really expect from him at this point. You have to admit that he hadn't really been taking stupid penalties until that point, really. But he doesn't really score any goals, you know, and that's been his problem. And I didn't understand Wojtek Volsky getting benched, although he didn't look so great in the game he had played previously, even though he got the shootout goal to, you know, bring it to tie it to get Dubinsky to overtime against San Jose. Still, I thought get to the shootout win rather. So I didn't understand the benching of Volsky, and I don't think I'll understand the. I guess, I mean, is he going to be benched? Do we have any confirmation? Is the great Jesse Spector come out with anything? Is Andrew Gross come out with anything?
Last I saw, no lineup decisions had been made for tomorrow. Tortorella typically doesn't like to announce his lineups until the day of the game. Everybody skated today, and everybody kind of took turns on the line with Derek Stepan, from what I saw. So, according to Andrew Gross, lineup decisions are coming tomorrow. Tomorrow's healthy scratch among the forwards will likely come down to Voltek Volsky, Sean Avery, and Matt Zuccarello, but most likely between the first two. So, you know, here's my thing on Avery. Everybody talks about he's not allowed to play his game. But what is he doing? What exactly is he bringing to the team right now when he plays?
I thought him sitting out the previous game, he would have been more involved as far as stirring things up, especially against a division, you know, rival, so to speak. But that didn't happen. I don't know. I mean, Sean is an enigma at this point. He's just not. He's just not doing what he used to, and Volsky too. Although his stats are very, you know, they're decent. He's another guy. He likes to float, and he's another guy who gets knocked off the puck too easily for a big guy. And he'll look really bad sometimes, and then I feel like he's just a finesse player, and you know, on a team that really has no finesse. You know, I really think, and if you notice, when Tortorella benches people, now he usually will go for the offensive guy. Like he'll bench Erik Christensen, and he'll bench, you know, Volsky. You know, he's never benching anybody that's defensively responsible. You know, that he knows Volsky is a guy that, you know, sometimes can, you know, not play the Tortorella system, so he finds himself on the pine. Now, see, Zuccarello, who's considered offensive, does do his defensive responsibilities. He does fulfill them, and that's why he never surprised the pine, even though he won 18 games without scoring. What? I'm just stating a fact.
No, I was thinking of the Norwegian translation of that.
Oh, yes. So, I don't know. Sean Riley's not bringing anything. He's got a lot of assists. You know, he's got some. You know, he's a pretty good assist map for the lines that he plays on. But he's, I don't know. With a bunch of grinders on the team, you know, he kind of gets lost.
You know, Costa just beat me to it in the chat room. I just think I'm done with him. I got nothing against him, but I just don't. I don't know. I think he's too much novelty. I don't think deep down there's enough hockey player there. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Too much novelty.
Yeah.
The Vogue and the glasses and the metrosexual and the bar and the hanging out with this and, you know, tweeting this and pictures. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't see it. Adam's having tons of buffering. Any ideas besides resetting the page? Reboot your modem. I don't know what else to suggest.
Buy a new computer. No, that's fine.
Buy Eddie's old computer.
Yes. One sounds like an electric carving knife from 1978.
Cut the pot roast. Adam, I don't know what else to tell you. It doesn't seem like anybody else is having trouble, so it could be your internet. I'm not sure. But
Avery has one left on his contract, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And I mean, he's not paid a lot, but the thing is who's going to take him?
Nobody.
Even if you traded him.
Absolutely nobody. It was funny. Maybe the other night, was it Tuesday night, maybe? Monday night or Tuesday night, I was on the Blog Talk website, and I was kind of looking. I was just poking around to see what other hockey shows were out there, and I stumbled across there's an LA Kings show on Blog Talk Radio that was on the air at the time. And I went over there and I listened in and I was chatting with them and the first thing they said, first they asked me if I was a Blue Jackets fan because all they saw was the name Blue Shirt Banner, and I said no, Rangers, and they said oh, yeah, Boyle and Avery, or you know, they said something about Boyle and Avery, and I said you guys want Avery back, and they're like hell no, like nobody that's had Avery would ever take Avery back. I said I don't think anybody that hasn't had Avery would take him back. I just, yeah.
How were the hosts of the show? Were they amiable? Were they nice people? Were they confrontational?
No. Well, I caught the show. I actually caught the show with only just a couple of minutes to go. But this chat room was, you know, small. It was, you know, nowhere near ours. There were maybe 10 people. They were all very nice, though. It was a good group. And we chatted for a few minutes, traded links. And I started listening to their podcast. And it sounds like the show's lively, you know, it sounds, you know, it's not like some other podcasts that are out there. Well, tonight, the Kings took on the...
I'll be pranking that show next week, by the way. You.
Hello, this is Buddy from Holbrook.
It's Buddy from Holbrook. And what's going on with that Andre Kopitar?
I don't know if they take calls. I only listened to a little bit of the show, but yeah, I mean, they sounded okay. They sounded okay, and they were nice people. So hopefully, the host said he'll come in on us one night because I told him, I said, yeah, things get a little crazy over here. So hopefully one night he'll stop by. So anyway, so yeah, that was the conversation on Avery. You know, I just don't see what he brings at this point. I don't know. Kind of done with him.
I'm done with the novelty. Like you said, he's nothing special right now. He's got to be special in a positive way. And now he's just like, I think the love affair is over. It's time to dump him. Kick him to the curb.
Enough, yeah.
Like you used to do, Jimmy, in the old days. Kick him to the curb. So, yeah, we got that. And I know you want to talk a little bit about these ticket prices.
Yeah, and I'm kind of glad Marcy's here because she's a season ticket holder, and Howie Sussman is here, and I know that Howie is a season ticket holder.
He
got priced out. So,
right.
And so I'm glad they're here, so we can kind of get their thoughts on it. And, you know, they'll post them in the chat room. But you know, I think it's a 23% average price hike, and you know. This is the part I don't get, and this is from this is actually Phil Mushnick wrote about this too, but I agree with it, so I'm going to. This was the release from the Rangers. Okay, our top priority is to create a world class experience for every person that visits Madison Square Garden. The Garden transformation will provide our fans with best in class service, new amenities, and outstanding food and beverage offerings. This will be a new state of the art arena with wider concourses, new seats, better sight lines, and improved social settings. What the hell does it? First of all, what the hell does that mean? What does improved
social
settings mean? I guess improved social settings means they're going to raise the ticket prices so high that the nut jobs that show up won't be able to go to the game. What the hell does that mean? But second of all, a world-class experience for every person that visits Madison Square Garden. The Garden transformation will provide our fans with best-in-class service, new amenities, and outstanding food and beverage. Whatever happened to just going to a hockey game and watching the hockey game?
I don't care what kind of drinks they have.
When we were growing up, you'd go to the game with your dad. I'd go to the game with my dad. You went to the game. You got a program. You sat down. If you were lucky, dad would buy you a hot dog and maybe a soda. You sat there and you watched the game. There was no playground.
Exactly.
There was no place to go see how fast you could shoot a hockey puck. There was no fan experience. The fan experience was you prayed to God they won the goddamn game. That was the fan experience.
Well, the fan experience was in 1976 when I went to my first Ranger game, which they lost, by the way, 2-1 to the Vancouver Canucks. Cesar Maniago was in that, pretty sure, for the Canucks. He once was a Ranger. Anyway, the fan experience was the old guys there cursing and yelling at people on the ice. That's where I got my experience from the other people around us. Now you go to a game, everybody's on their BlackBerry, their Blueberry, their Touchtone, their iPhone, their trombone. Now you don't understand. Nobody's watching a goddamn game. I got to see some 17-year-old girl, this waif, this skinny chick who has no idea what's going on. She's sitting there with a boyfriend who's into the game, but she doesn't understand hockey. I mean, the experience... You know, and the drinks, you bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with you. I don't care. It costs you $45 for a hot dog. You might as well bring in your own food. Yeah, Harry M. Stevens used to be there.
That's
now
right.
Now we got to have all this. Give it to me, give me a break.
You had hot dogs, pretzels, and popcorn. And nobody complained. Did you ever go to a game and say, gee, I wish I could have a pizza while I watch the game?
How about take fish in first place? Let's trade the world-class experience for putting money – well, I can't say they haven't put money. They put money foolishly into the team. But why you have to make – it's nice the way it is, I think. Don't you guys agree? I mean, does it really need to have a bridge across the freaking ice? They better close that bridge because I might just jump off it. There's a fat man on the bridge. He's going to jump. We got to jump for Charlie.
You know, once they turned the seats, that place lost its charm when the seats became purple. Back in the old days when the seats were red and orange and yellow and green and blue, that had... All the personality was went out of it when they made those seats purple. But now, did you see the new? Have you seen the new? What do they call this? The I guess the artist rendition of what the arena is going to look like. Have you seen this? I'm gonna post a link in the chat room.
I'm reading in the chat room. Marcy's saying that she can't downgrade her tickets. Unless if she does, she's going to lose her tenure.
I've heard that from other people as well.
That's bullshit.
Absolutely. Well, I like the pretzels, Marcy. But I don't need anything else. Pretzel, a hot dog, it's fine. I don't need a fan experience. Just win the friggin' game.
You? I'm going to eat caviar while I'm watching, Steve Eminger give the puck away. I mean, I don't get it.
Stick the Grey Poupon up Dolan's ass. Nobody gives a shit. It's not about, well, anyway, let me get back to that. The artist rendition, or whatever you want to call this picture of the way the garden's going to look when it's done, okay? The seats, the lower level of seats, the lower bowl, guess what color the seats are?
They're blue.
Marcy's fixing that.
The blue seats are now for the suits. The blue suits. How much more personality and life can we suck out of this fan base?
Why are they going with the green?
I have no idea. Well, actually, maybe I do. Green's the favorite color in this organization. This dictatorship. I'm talking about Dolan. I'm not even talking about the Rangers. Because that's all they care about.
What is this bridge? I don't see this bridge in this rendition.
Yeah, I don't see it either. But I think this is just the bowls of what they're going to look like. So. So there you have it. The regular fan gets screwed again. I gotta give John Newman credit. I think he was the one that told me that the upper seats, the upper level, 400 level, blue seats, whatever, I guess they're still gonna be the 400 level, are gonna be $39 or $40. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, I remember going to the Garden the day the tickets went on sale with $100 in my pocket, and I could buy a pair of tickets for five games. Now I'm lucky if I can get one pair.
I have a ticket in my hand right now.
I just got a golden ticket.
Friday. This is a ticket stub. Holy shit, I can't even read this. Oh, yeah. Friday, September 30th, 1988. Rangers versus Hartford. Okay. This actually might be when Mandar has
what
tickets.
Wait, what year was
it's
this?
Section 403.
Okay. But can I take a guess at the
408
price?
408 or 4th event, I can't say. I want you to see if you can guess the price without tax.
Okay.
Everybody submit without tax.
In 1988, I will say that ticket was, I'm going to say $9.
I want to see what everybody says. Rock has submitted his. You said $9.
I think they were $9. That's what I seem to remember paying for 400 section back then.
The winner is... I'm still waiting. Anybody submissions? The winner is Wazili and Rock with $12.93. Total price, $14.
Okay, so those might have been upstairs in the center sections, like between the blue lines. Because I seem to remember I used to be able to get blue seats.
409, I think.
Yeah. And maybe I was in the corners or behind the goals because I used to get those tickets for $9. Real quick, because we just mentioned his name and his ears started ringing. Newman, what's up? What'd you want to say?
What's up, brother?
What's up?
Nothing. Love the show. Stacy says hi.
Good. Did you want to say something about the tickets? I thought that's why you were calling in.
Yeah, the ticket prices are ridiculous. At least it's better than last year when the tickets didn't go up. At least it's If they're going to do something with the money, fine. If not, don't raise the prices.
So how much are your tickets going up?
They're going up $2. It's 5%.
So $2. Okay, so basically $80 for the year. What section?
Correct. 414.
414. Okay. So they only raised. So what did they raise upper level tickets? They raised them only a couple of percent, and then down below they raised them higher.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for clarifying that, Newman.
Thank you, brother. Have a good night.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
All right. So, okay, so even still, I think that's, you know, they're still pricing the regular fans out because there's only so many upper-level tickets to go around, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So people like
– I'm a 23-year-old guy at this time. I want to go to a range game, $14. That's – right? I mean, that's great. I mean, you know, but nowadays, if you're a 23-year-old guy and you want to go to a game, how much is it going to cost you now? $70?
Well, for one ticket, you know, upstairs, $40. You know, if you want to have a beer and a hot dog, you're probably looking at another $15.
Hmm.
You know,
I don't know.
For a couple of guys, a couple of hundred dollar night, more than likely.
So
it'll be the ultimate fan experience.
I wanted a world class experience.
Yep. Do you know one person who's ever said, "Gee, I wish Madison Square Garden was more into the fan experience." All Ranger fans give a shit about is, are they winning? Are they winning? What's the product on the ice? They can sell no food, no drinks, no nothing. Just have a big long trough for everybody to take a piss in. And that's all they care about. If the Rangers are winning, nobody gives a shit about anything else. Nothing. Sneak in your own beer.
Yeah.
I'm leading the movement.
Mess and Gretz is here, too. He's still talking about the... And plus, like, the Knicks fans, you know, they only care if the team wins. I mean, you know... Why? I don't understand why this had to happen. And how long? You renovate the garden, and then how long are you going to have to pay these prices? It's not like they'll lower them in 5 years.
Right. And now, I also heard they've already got sections closed off, I guess, that you can't get to or something. I don't know. I saw Jesse Spector talking about it on Twitter the other day, so. So I don't know what that's all about. Maybe they've already got part of it. Well, you'll scope it out tomorrow night. Send Paulie on a mission tomorrow.
Oh, Paulie's a star now.
To investigate.
Yeah. But, so, again, screwed. Inferior product, pay. Watch for this. I don't know how people are going to go to games. I don't know how you people with season tickets do it. I mean, you're really dedicated, and I guess that's what they – I mean, it's bad enough that the product on the ice all around the NHL is not what it used to be, in my opinion. You know, you're not getting as much bang for your buck as you used to. The old days used to get treated to maybe a little gong show, a little crazy bench-clearing brawls, yelling, screaming – Sanity's gone wild. You get a total education there. Now it's Rangers get down 1-0. You hear nothing. Just sound of people tapping their fingers on their Blackberries.
All right. You want to go to the phones?
Yeah, let's go to the phones. More power to the people.
That's right. It's a grassroots effort. I don't know what the effort is, but Rock, are you there?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
Good.
Now, you're a season ticket holder, right?
Yes, I am.
You go to every game, or do you divvy it up with some other guys?
You know, it's funny. When I first had the tickets, I actually had them with an ex-girlfriend going back a long time ago, and I got them in the divorce. So we used to split them, but since when the tickets start to climb up, I had a friend that had a half a season plan. So I said to him, he had in the 300. I said, well, why don't you come up and sit with me, you know, for the same price that you're paying in the 300, you can come for the full season and, you know, go for the whole season. And I would say the last 2 years, we've been splitting it for, I think, this will be our fourth season. And I've noticed more and more we've been trying to sell our games. And we've actually done pretty well on the Ranger Ticket Exchange. I mean, I don't know, the season ticket price is $37 for the season, specifically. However, if you were to go to the Garden box office for my seats, they're like $58 between all the fees that they tack on and whatnot. So, you know, I mean, my seat, to sit in the 400s is, you know, $20 more if you were to buy it from the Garden box office. So I've had success this year actually selling my tickets because of that in general. But to answer your question, I haven't been going as much. I've been actually selling a lot more games on the exchange. And what I actually did 2 years ago was I bought a second pair in the 400 section, which I just sell completely. And I've actually made a lot of money, especially for the weekend games and games during the Christmas break. I've actually did really well. So basically, I'm going to the games for free at this point.
So it's because of you, guys like you, that I hear the Boucher chant when the Flyers are in town. Thanks
yeah,
a
probably.
Lot.
Probably. Listen, I used to go to a lot more games. The Sunday afternoon games, they had two. They had no Saturday night games at all this year. And I don't know. To me, I like to stay home a lot of times on Sunday, and you know, do stuff and you know, family obligations and whatnot. And they played a ton of Sunday games this year. I can't go to every – they played like three Sundays in a row one time or a few times this season. They played like three times a season. They played three consecutive Sundays. You know, and what are you supposed to do with them sometimes? And I'll tell you, during football season, you know, some Sunday games are very hard to get rid of. So, you know, yeah, but I guess, yeah, I'm partly to blame for the Boucher chants and whom the Devil fans, whoever else is there, but I try to sell them to Ranger fans for the most part. When I don't sell them on the exchange, I only sell them to Ranger fans. So,
well, that's good.
But no, I mean I was when I heard 23%, I almost died because I did the math and I was like, oh, these tickets are going to cost me $50 next year, and I said, you know, I was going to probably have to give up my other pair. And then when I only went up $2, I said, oh, well, you know, it's feasible. And believe it or not, my tickets this year are around the same for next year because the Rangers aren't playing any preseason games at the Garden next year. I was only billed for 41 games. And I believe their home opener is not going to be until the end of October. Because,
Because of the renovation.
Believe it or not, I actually
benefit.
They're
going to start over in Europe, it sounds like.
Yes, they're going to start over in Europe, and I think they're going to come back and play on the road. And I heard from, I don't know where I heard it, but maybe it might be from you guys, saying that they're not going to have their home opener, I think, until like the 20th of October, somewhere in that vicinity. So believe it or not, I actually luck out because I wound up eating preseason games. I wound up just giving them away. So that's money, you know, in my pocket already. So from that perspective, I'm happy. But, you know, I can understand why people be pissed off. I mean, let's be honest. And we discuss this all the time. They're going to raise ticket prices when the team, let's be honest, has regressed the last 3 years. I mean, since Yager's left, they've played in one playoff round. You know, they did all right. You know, they almost beat Washington. But, you know, really the last 3 years, the team has gone backwards. And how can you justify with the product they're putting down on the ice, how do you justify raising ticket prices regardless of whether or not you're renovating the building? That's not our problem. We're paying to see a winning product. And let's be honest, you know, I don't give a rat's ass about the Knicks. Because you imagine if they fall on their face next year, that place is going to be a ghost town.
And well, I saw a headline today in the Post that their new star player has already complained about the coach.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it's not like the Knicks. I mean, I know the Knicks are. I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't watch the games. I mean, because that sport is an abomination. But I mean, it's not like they're tearing up the league. This decision was made before even the Knicks got Carmelo Anthony and that other guy. What's his name? Apparently it's Stoudemire.
Stoudemire.
Right? Stoudemire, yeah.
Mel Stoudemire?
Mel Stoudemire.
Irrelevant. It really doesn't matter, right?
You know, I'm
sorry.
I don't know why they're trying to. There's nothing to be. The place is decent the way it is.
It's antiquated. I mean, it's not as bad as the Coliseum. I don't know if either of you have been to. I mean, oh, yeah, you were at the Coliseum this season, the first game of the year, the Ranger Islander game. But it's not as bad as that place. But
no,
it's antiquated. I mean, it's crowded in certain aspects. I mean, the event. I mean, I know the food isn't a priority, but I've been to other places where they have a little bit more of a selection. So if you want to indulge in something, at least there's other options. But it's gotten very antiquated.
Sorry. I was going to say, I've been to Popeye's Chicken's places that are better than the Coliseum at 3 in the morning.
It's sad. I mean, every time you complain about the Garden, just walk through that place. I mean, it's a disgrace. I sat down in my seat one time, and the armrest broke off.
Yeah.
Did you steal the armrest?
Excuse me?
Did you steal the armrest?
Are you still on eBay?
Yeah, I really didn't want anything from that bill. Why? So I could just pay fees so it won't sell?
Oh, no, I would have taken it. I would have taken it and posted pictures of it everywhere. Piece of crap for the piece of crap arena, piece of crap team. Coliseum.
Yeah,
like
I was
a little bit.
I was a little bit hammered. I didn't think of it at the time. I probably should have done it. But you know, like I said, I mean, what are they going to do now when they renovate the upstairs? Are they going to raise our tickets even more? I mean, that's my concern. Is what are we looking at 2 years from now? Salaries are what they are. Recession is what it is. And now, is it going to cost me $50 to sit up in the 400s? I mean, to me that's just, I don't know how you can justify that. And it's going to be even harder to get rid of tickets. Now, if my tickets are $50, that means to sell it on Ticketmaster, you're looking at $75 or $80. You know, maybe not that much. $75 to sit up in the 400s. I mean, I don't know. I mean, eventually they're going to have to take it easy. I guess they could charge whatever they want if the team is winning. But as you can see, what happened with the Yankees.
Winning.
It happened. You know, I don't know. To me, I can't see how they can justify with the product they're putting out on the ice.
Rock, did you have trouble getting rid of your tickets this year so far, or has it been pretty steady?
It's been pretty steady. The only time I've had a problem, I had a problem in the beginning of the season when they play those crappy teams like the Atlantas, even Tampa Bay, Florida. People don't want to see those games, especially in October when baseball's still going on. You know, football's kind of getting into the swing of things.
Right.
I think what helped me this year was the Yankees kind of falling on their face, and obviously the Mets, you know, being irrelevant. I think that helped me in October and November. But the Rangers always play a ton of games in October and November. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is with their scheduling that they play. I don't understand why they can't spread out their schedule better and play more games when baseball and football are finished.
Well,
they seem to play a ton of games in October and November, and then come, you know, January, February, when there's no other sporting events going on, there's no hockey to watch. I mean, I don't understand why they always seem to do that, but again, sorry for the long-winded answer, but I didn't really have, this year I really didn't have a hard time because the team was playing well, they were consistent, and they were winning. So
I
really didn't have a problem.
People are buying into the young thing, too. People are buying into these, you know, the youth movement, which is a joke.
I mean,
it's not a joke in reality, but we all know why there's a youth movement.
And if you think about it, with Drury being hurt for the majority of this season and Roosevelt being traded, there's no catcalls anymore from the blue seats. I mean, there's no one on anyone's shit list at this point. You know, there's no Tom Pody, there's no Malik, you know, there's no, I can't think of anyone else. There's no, you know, no Drury, no Roosevelt. There's no one for these guys to kind of scream at. So it's actually been a pretty pleasant environment this season.
Yeah, Delzato got sent down right before it got really bad, started with him. And
right.
I don't know, it seems, if you go around the various boards, the guy that seems to be the whipping boy now is Gilroy, who I don't see him, We've discussed this before, and I don't want to get off on a tangent, but, you know, he's nothing offensively, which that means he's a bust as far as I'm concerned. I don't see him totally porous defensively. I just don't think he doesn't do anything.
Doesn't do anything well. He doesn't do anything well. He doesn't defend well, and he has no offense. I mean, I think he has 3 goals this year, and 2 of them were in, like, that 6 or 8, I forgot what the score was against the Islanders, when Rolison was horrible. That's the only game that I can honestly say that I thought he played well in. He does nothing well, and I think why he's making a pretty hefty salary for the amount of production that he's putting up. I mean, not in comparison to Drury and Roosevelt, it's chump change. It's probably what they pay in taxes. But, you know, he's still making $2 million a year to basically be an in or, you know, a sixth or seventh defenseman. You know,
right.
I haven't seen it as bad with him. And then, true, the team not winning at the Garden is. I have one guy. He bought a ton of tickets from me this year. I give him a list of all the games that I don't think I'm going to be able to sell. He was 0-10. He went to 10 games this year that he bought from me. He was 0-10.
He's a mush.
Don't sell him any more tickets.
I can't give you any more tickets. I mean, that's horrible.
Cut him off. I like that.
That is brutal. I have to put him in the bathroom. That's horrible.
I hope he's not going tomorrow night.
I know. I don't think he is. Who's playing?
Are you going to be there?
Oh, Montreal? Yeah, I'll be there. I'm in 421. I'm in section 421.
I'll be 400s tomorrow. I don't know where yet.
All right.
But I'll be by myself.
Well, all right, cool.
I'll be wandering the corridors.
I'm actually right in the section of the 400s, like right near the snack area.
That's where I'll be.
he's gonna be walking around giving people a world class experience.
Yeah,
guys, really quick because I know I've been on for a while. The next 3 games vital. Would you agree? I know you guys touched on it last night. They're playing a beat up Montreal team. They're beating up. Well, Crosby might play Sunday, knowing our luck.
Really?
They're playing.
Are you serious? Or are you making a joke?
I'm being sarcastic. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Can't help it. And then they're playing. Florida, and then they play in Ottawa. And you know
right.
what? I think they have to run the table these 4 games. I think they need to build up a little bit of cushion because they still got Boston twice. They still got the Flyers, I believe, one more time. And I think they got Buffalo, and they got the Devils.
Yep.
So I think these next 4 games, like if they can get, what do you think?
Got to get at
points?
Least 3 out of 4.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely think they got to get 3 out of 4. And they need to stop Montreal.
Give me the schedule. Give me the next 4 games.
Montreal, Pittsburgh.
When? Everybody's afraid of the Pittsburgh game.
I'm not afraid of the Pittsburgh game. We've actually played well against Pittsburgh this year. And we played well against Pittsburgh at home.
Because the last time they played Pittsburgh without Crosby and Malkin, didn't they lose?
No, they won. They won 5-3. The game before that is when Stahl punched Prust on the side of the head, and they lost in the shootout to that scrub Jeffrey.
Okay.
That was the time before that. That's when they won on that. Remember I was saying I can see them losing like 6 straight? It was like right after that game. That was
and then they lost 12
back.
Straight.
Yeah, that was the first game back, I believe, or second game back after the All-Star break.
You know what? Maybe it's not your friend that you're selling these to. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're the problem.
You know, it's funny because I actually sold my last 2 games. I got called into work overtime Tuesday night. I sold them. They won. And then I sold my game, the Sunday game against Philly, and they won. So, and then the other night, it was funny because I didn't turn on the Islander game right away, and they were up 2-0. I turned it on. They tied it 2-2. And then I shut it off, and then they scored 3 straight.
Nice.
I said, I don't think I can watch this team anymore. So I'll just wait for the replay to come on and watch it after that. Because I'm stupid superstitious like that, too. So
I hear you.
If they lose tomorrow night, I may give up my tickets for the rest of the season at least.
Good. And then don't come to the viewing party.
Yes. And I won't be. I'll just call in.
All right.
All right,
Ron. We'll talk
to you
later.
Have a good night, guys. I'll talk
you
to you soon. Later.
Bye.
I'll see you tomorrow. Cut him off. I can't believe it.
He said goodbye. He hung up.
Okay.
Here's the schedule for you. Montreal, Pittsburgh, Florida, Ottawa, Boston, Buffalo, Islanders, Flyers, Boston, Atlanta, Devils. So they got Boston twice, Philly once, Islanders once, Devils once, Buffalo, Florida, and Ottawa. But they got to get three out of their next four. Gotta. Otherwise, you know, otherwise there'll be no cushion left.
Yes. I think we're going to do it. I got a strange, funny feeling. And usually I'm not confident.
Oh, I know you're confident. Atlanta over Philly, 3-2 in a third. Tampa Bay and Montreal tied at 1. Ottawa still beating the Devils, 1-0 going into the third period. And Toronto being shut out by the mighty Florida Panthers, 3-0 at the end of 2. That is your out-of-town scoreboard.
Toronto is one of those teams. Yeah, they win one night, you think they're for real and making a move, and then the next.
Shit in the bed.
So.
Back to the phones we go. Somewhere in the Holland Tunnel with his head out the window. DB Maven, how are you?
What?
Holland Tunnel?
It sounds like you're in a tunnel with your head out the window.
Holy crap.
Not now.
Not anymore.
Now you're back to your smooth, cool FM voice.
Yes, now you're back to the
cool.
Velvet fog.
And now, for your listening pleasure, people aren't going to like what I have to say. What?
Bennett.
Willie B. Williams. Go ahead.
Are you going to tell me that Wade Redden wasn't a good fit? Is that what you're going to tell me?
Don't even get me started on Mitch Beck. Just stick with Laurie and Leslie and drop the Mitch, okay? That's my advice. Just
okay.
End the story there. Okay. So people aren't going to like what I have to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't really give a shit. So that $14 ticket in 1988, do you know what the cumulative rate of inflation since then has been to 2011?
I know nothing about finances, so go
okay,
ahead.
Okay.
Well, I know that if you compare it to what the price of gas was then and what the price of gas is now, it's in line.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. I mean, the cumulative rate of inflation is about 90-point-something%, right? So that $14 ticket today, just with inflation alone, would be about $27. So it's not far off, right? I mean, I think the 400 seats, you know, are around the $30 range.
$39. $39.
Well, $39 if you get a season. Wait a minute, season tickets? I think they're less.
Well, Newman he texted me before that $39 for the 400s next
year. Next year. So, I mean, here's the fundamental. They're not totally whacked when you come to it, right? In terms of just adding the rate of inflation and then you figure in this player's salaries then versus now and things like that. So, you know, there's a lot of things. But the bottom line is, what's this concept of being fair to the fans? The Dolans have historically proven forever that they don't give a shit about the fans. Fundamentally, they don't care. Okay? This year, they're tearing out the lower bowl. They're improving sight lines, quote unquote. What they're probably doing is they're expanding the seat width by about 3 or 4 inches so that the fat lards can fit in the seats because they're too thin.
Well, how else am I going to go to a game?
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people that sit in the lower bowl, for crying out loud. But you think that they're going to price people out? Look at the people who are sitting in the lower bowl for the most part. And I'm overgeneralizing. But for the most part, right now, they're not fans. They're not the real hardcore Rangers fans. There's a few sprinkled around, okay? But for the most part, it's corporate money buying packages. It's not some schlep that's, you know, blue-collar worker that can afford those, and it hasn't been true for the last 10 or 15 years. So Howie said it, the Dolans suck, period. I agree. Okay, but the bottom line is they've had no debt on this arena for I don't know how many years, forever. Okay, they make 100% of the money from the concessions. because there's no franchise that they're dealing with there. And what are they doing? They're reaping in money, and what are they going to do? They're going to raise the prices so that they have to borrow less. And the less they borrow, the more they make. It's simple finance, and it sucks. But the bottom line is, the question was, are they going to raise the prices after they finish the renovation of the Upper Bowl? You bet. You can take that to the bank.
And not only that, but, you know, what happens then? Next, let's say next year or even the year after, what if they're a number three seed that makes it to the third round of the playoffs? Well, then you're going to see another spike.
Oh, you do realize that right now the playoff tickets go up.
Right.
The tickets go up for each round of the playoffs to the point where somebody that's sitting in the 300s, by the time you get to, like, the third round, they're like $150 each.
Right. Well, no, I'm saying that if, as they become, hopefully, God willing, a more competitive hockey team and become closer to becoming a, God willing, a cup contender, then obviously we got to, because they've had this mandate for so long that we're not going to raise the ticket prices on our teams if they don't make the playoffs. But you could bet that if both of the teams, the two tenants in that building, start getting on a roll where they're making the postseason every year, then you're going to see an increase every year.
Supply and demand, my friend. It's pure supply and demand. People are always going to be willing to buy the tickets. You're in the New York market, and it ain't about, literally, it is not about the average Ranger or Knicks fan. Because those people go once a year to treat themselves or their family or friends or something like that. The people that are buying the season tickets are people from the suburbs because they can afford it. Or it's the people who live in Manhattan and they can definitely afford it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about the Wall Streeters and, you know, the CIOs and CEOs and, you know, whatever the blank O's are.
Right.
As for Sean Avery, I can't see him playing much more on this team. And I've really changed the topic on you instantly.
No, it's okay. No, hey, you know what? If you're going to agree with me, you can change the topic anytime you want.
he has been an enigma now for at least a season and a half. He acts like he just, like, switches his brain off, or somebody switches it off. The last penalty in the third period the other night was retarded. I mean, it was just so completely unnecessary, and that's what frustrates Tortorella, is that it's like a complete mental breakdown and a lack of discipline. And Don just said, I'd prefer to see Weiss instead of Avery. That's a toss-up, but you know what? I wouldn't mind either.
Oh, he's got such great hair.
Mitch Beck would be. Mitch Beck.
And Mitch Beck loves him.
You might do the electric boogaloo.
Yeah. He's got great hands.
You know, the thing with Avery, if the Rangers said tomorrow, Sean Avery, it's in, he's done, he'll never play another game for us, I just can't see a game in the future where I would ever say, boy, I really wish they still had Sean Avery. I mean, yeah, no, he could be an agitator and he could make a difference, but how many times a year does that really happen? How many times a year do you really say, Sean Avery really made a difference in this game? A couple of times, maybe against the Flyers, once in a while against the Devils, and then it's just I think I'm over him. That's all.
Well, I agree with you, and the problem, it boils down to what Torts' mantra is: consistency, and that's been the issue. And, you know, there were a couple of games there where, because of injuries and whatever else, he had Avery on the top line with Gabrick and who? Dubinsky?
Yeah.
I forget who, but, and there were like two games where you looked at that line and said, keep that line together. And he kept it together, and it was a freaking disaster. So, I don't know. I can't.
Do we remember when, you know, they used to have the Sean Avery, the record with Sean Avery in the lineup, and those days, like the first, you know, full year he played, you know, and that whole thing? That novelty is surely worn off.
Well,
yeah, I know you
don't,
can't.
You don't hear about that anymore at all because it would be a disaster. You know,
so, you know,
Rangers with Sean Avery are now 2-22 or something. I mean, it would be ridiculous. You know, the problem is he's got one more year. It's 1.93 million or something on the cap. I don't know what the salary is, but what are they going to do? And the other issue is, I'm not even sure that they can pull a Redden on him, because I don't know how that would work with the fact that Dallas is paying part of his. I don't know how that whole thing would work.
Plus, right. Can't you can only have. Correct me if I don't completely understand. Can't you only have a certain number of NHL games played on your AHL team?
Yes, off the top of my head, it's something like five guys with 160 games, and then there's one that can be higher or something like that. I don't remember the specifics, but yes, it's a certain number of players, and it's not on your roster, it's dressing for a game, so literally the game roster. So you could you could have 17 guys down there, as long as only five of them dressing a night, have that many games. Everybody, it's supposed to be a developmental league. I mean, and this is part of the thing that, you know, was talked about last night a bit, you know, is, well, it's because all the guys down in Hartford are, you know, they're all the same as the Rangers players. They're all mediocre. They're all that's because they're hiding too many NHL vets down there.
Yeah.
And who have they drafted up until the last 2 years that would be eligible to be in Hartford anyway? I mean, there's two issues there. Next year, that's liable to be a bit different. But I don't see where they can dispose of Avery and his $2 million. So I have a feeling you're stuck with him. Or you just pay him and say goodbye. Now, if that's the other question. If they try to buy him out, how does that work? Do the Rangers have to buy out his entire contract and Dallas gets off scot-free? That's a possibility. I don't know how that works.
That's probably what would happen.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know how that works with a waivers situation like that where they're splitting a contract.
I think there's one guy that gets bought out.
I so hope. I mean, I've said this before. I there are times when I almost pray, and I have his jersey. Remember, I liked the guy because he did all the little things.
There we go.
That was just for you, Jim.
There we go.
I had to slip it in there. I hope he does the honorable thing and retires.
We'll see.
I hope he does a Naslund.
I know that I saw today or yesterday that, you know, three to four weeks with the injury has now turned into no timetable for his return.
Yeah, you know what that is. That's the politically correct way of saying
it.
Yeah,
you know,
right. That's
Tortorella could say what he wants to the media about how anybody thinks there was a cover up, and he could put on that mad face all he wants, but it sure looks like it to me.
I'm the
only one that thinks that way. This injury came up at a very convenient time, and he's in no hurry to get back, and the Rangers are in no hurry to get him back, but just seems very strange.
I don't know if I would go that far, but certainly to me, it's the statement that was made about no timetable is a politically correct kiss of death.
Right.
There's no question. I mean, it's right. Just a polite way of saving face for him.
Drury is out 1 to 3 years. All right, DB, hang on. We're going to bring in. Let's blow through these calls because we only got like 25 minutes left in the show. So we're going to, let's see.
I'll be quiet.
Oh, you can chime in. I'm going to bring in Costa and Mandar. How are you guys?
There's a combo.
I lied. Evening, gentlemen.
How's it going? Costa, what's up? We'll let you go first, because I know you usually like to get to your point and then check out, or punch out, as you
what's
say.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to see an empty lower bowl at Madison Square Garden, just like you see in Yankee Stadium.
I think he's right.
I kind of agree with that, too.
I don't.
No? You don't think so?
Nope.
Not
because the corporate boys are going to keep buying the tickets.
There are 81 home games in baseball to pay that amount for. There are 40 NHL games to pay that. There's a total difference between the two.
That span over 14 months. I mean,
you
got less games when it takes so long to play. Nobody cares about hockey for three quarters of the season, the casual guy. Baseball's going on. Football's going on. I don't see it that way anymore. I go to the Garden, you know, I've been there six or seven times this year, and I don't see, you know, I've sat down in the 200s I don't see a lot of the corporate clowns down there anymore. I think the thing is, a lot of those seats are already bought and paid for, even though there's not an ass in the seats.
That's right.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
The lower bowl will be bought and paid for, but there won't be no ass in the seats because they're not gonna, they won't go to the game. So that could happen.
That's good for the Garden when they got nobody in the seats and they priced the regular person going.
Yeah, but see, at Yankee Stadium, those empty seats, they weren't even being bought. Am I right about that?
That's exactly right.
So if somebody buys those tickets in the lower bowl at Madison Square Garden and just doesn't go to the game, Dolan's still winning. Right?
Yeah. Guys, can I interject something here?
Like no one else I know.
Yes.
Ticket prices, number one, they will go up as inflation will go up every year, whether or not it's exceeding inflation or not. Number two, ticket sales are a fraction of the profit that these guys make. It doesn't matter. Okay? The ticket prices, if we're going to say, hurt their pocketbooks, don't buy the tickets, ticket prices aren't what drives profit in any professional sports team. You think if Yankee Stadium had 10,000 fans a game that go to those games, they're going to hurt financially? You look at all those billboards, you see they got their own network, you see they sell all that advertising, that's what drives their profit. Doesn't matter about fans in the seats, never does, never will. They don't care if they price you out because, you know what? MSG's got, you know, whatever they have to pay. They own their own freaking network. They sell advertising all over the place. Those names you see on the board, they're there for a reason. That's what brings in the cash. Your ticket dollars are minuscule compared to what they get everywhere else. So everybody can bitch and moan about the ticket prices all they want and say that it's going in Dolan's pocket. It's a fraction of what
they get. But it's a public relations disaster if you're going to look at a half-empty Madison Square Garden. Now, I know you guys don't think that's going to happen, but eventually the little guy is going to say, listen, screw this shit. MSG, I'll watch those boneheads. I'll stay home. I mean, it costs a lot to go to a Ranger game. Just, you know, there's a few of us live right in the city where we can just go to the game. You got to take a train. You got to do something like that. And I think I've seen a little bit of an exodus from the Ranger fan. Not so much this year because I think they got people a little bit more jazzed with the youth. But last year I definitely saw it. People were not going to the games, and I think people had trouble getting rid of the tickets.
Well, look at you. I mean, we were saying it last season. How many times were you watching the game? And Ranger season tickets, single season games are still available. Ranger tickets are available. How many times a game were they showing those advertisements?
Exactly. And you know what? If you remember when we were going to games when we were younger, maybe in high school and later, why the ticket prices were so low, because they didn't have the exorbitant advertising and TV contracts back then. So they really relied a lot more from you being there and buying the concessions and parking revenue and all that other stuff goes into it
you know, and all the member the jerseys and all that other stuff went into it more back then. But since that all went by the wayside many years ago. Whereas before you saw every seat filled all the time, and you saw it because people could afford it, even if it was a special occasion every now and then. But now, it, like you say, Eddie, they're pricing you out, but they're not missing that revenue. Public relations, okay, maybe so, but there'll always be people there to go. But they're not missing your revenue for not being there.
And I'm not saying
it's a good thing. I'm just saying that that's the reality of the situation.
Right, and the point that was made earlier, right, he bought an extra pair of tickets, and he's now to the point where he's going to the games for free. He's not losing money. So those tickets are selling. The concept that tickets aren't selling, right, is false. And given the fact that they haven't raised prices in, I don't know how many years they said it's been, whatever it is, 7 years or whatever, and they're going to go up 23% in the lower bowl and a minuscule something like 3% everywhere else, at least this year, the people that are paying for those tickets are going to do it anyway.
Well, I pose this to you because there's a comment in the chat room, since you and Mandar are on the same team, so to speak. But since they don't make profits from the tickets, the question is, it's inconsequential to raise them from the great Bill Maher.
Why not, though? And like I said to Bill, I answered Bill in the chat room, because they can. You're not going to tell me that you're going to see any professional sports franchise keep their ticket prices the same every year. They'll go up because it's inflation. It's not, but again, it's not going to be, you know, some.
But
who,
isn't there a trickle down?
Tickets go up $2. You said it yourself. They're $80 a year. Somebody's tickets went up in the upper bowl, right? $80 a year. Multiply that by what? 10,000 tickets that they have in the upper bowl. Okay, so just say 80 times 10,000. What, you know, you got 800,000 there, right? $800,000 of ticket revenue for MSG. And Cablevision, a Fortune what? A Fortune 100 company? You really think that that's really mattering very much to them at this point? What's mattering very much to them now is to pay for the renovations.
Don't forget Cablevision and MSG separate entities as of last year this time. They may have the common owner, but they're separate legal entities. They're separate financial entities.
But from a profit point of view, you know, is Cablevision not getting any kind of fee from MSG for the network?
Ah, well, that's a kind of a, what's the word, a Leach kind of a relationship, and I don't mean Brian Leach, right? You've got each one hand's washing the other, because MSG, Cablevision has to pay MSG for the feed, and then MSG is feeding back revenue to carry the Rangers. So it's a twisted scenario. One hand's paying for the other, and it's a shell game, okay?
Right.
But the bottom line is, if you're looking at pure Rangers, Knicks, Liberty, whatever happens in the Garden, that's MSG Enterprises. And it has zero to do with Cablevision. That's the cable network, period, end of story. The television stuff.
Well, you have MSG Network, too.
Yeah, but MSG Network is part of MSG Enterprises. Cablevision is the cable television franchise that puts internet and cable in people's homes and carries and pays various providers of content to deliver that content.
That's right.
That's the relationship. But you know, the bottom line is, all of, you know, to your point, Mandor, because they can, all right, they're not going to not fill the seats, not any more or less than they have, as long as the product is about the same or maybe even a little bit better than it currently is.
And they also, they always knew that there will be more Ranger fans in the seats because for their purposes, the record is always seems to be irrelevant as opposed to what they needed to do to bring Knicks fans in when the Knicks were, you know, beyond mediocre. So there is a difference there in terms of what they knew what they would get from each one. But the Knicks, I would guarantee you, you know, you get a Volvo commercial for the Rangers versus a Volvo commercial for the Knicks, you know they're paying more to go on the Knick telecast than they are to the Rangers. You know, everything's sponsored now. Even the final 5 minutes announcement is sponsored now. I mean, you got, you know, see-through advertisements on the glass just for the TV viewers. And they shill everything out now. That's where the revenue comes from.
Absolutely. They're making lots of money from lots of different places. There's no question about it. But the better, here's the root question. It'd be interesting if there are season ticket holders out there. Okay, so if you were a season ticket holder in, let's say, the 200s, and your tickets were going up 23%, right? Which would you prefer, a 5% increase and a $5,000 PSL, or the straight 23% increase?
I don't know. I'm not a season ticket holder.
Well, I understand.
I
guess that's a rhetorical question. The bottom line is,
I really
is they
don't even understand the concept of PCL, to be honest with you.
Well, a PSL basically says you own that seat. You own a license to that seat, if you will. It's a personal seat.
As opposed to my ticket that guarantees me that seat for every game.
Well, no, they're interrelated. It's another kind of bastard relationship.
That's why I don't understand it.
you have a personal seat license, so at the beginning of every season, you have right of first refusal to buy the season tickets for that seat. The right for that license, that right of first refusal, will cost
right.
you $10,000 a year.
With you and Andor. All right?
Well, all I'm saying is... But, you know, Eddie, the question is, everybody else is doing PSLs. The Yankees did it for some of those seats. The Giants and all of football are doing it, right? So there's the question, which would you prefer? Do you want to own the right to buy the season tickets, or did you just want the seat prices to go up? Because they could have gone the other route.
Yeah,
do you really think people are going to buy PSLs at Madison Square Garden? Are you serious?
Well, why wouldn't they? If they're buying them for Giants Stadium, why wouldn't
right.
they buy them for Madison Square Garden?
That's only
what the fuck's
games.
The difference?
That's only 8 games at Giants Stadium.
So?
We're talking 41 games at the Garden.
What's your point?
If they said you got to buy a PSL to have a seat, people would do it.
Absolutely.
Now,
that's pretty awesome.
If
then they get disposable income. Then, you know, then... Oh, man. Oh, God.
But, Costa, right, listen to the question. Which would you prefer? Do you want a 23% straight increase on a season ticket, or do you want a 5% increase on a season ticket, but you got to pay a $10,000 seat license to have the right to buy the tickets? The bottom
See,
line
I'd rather do a straight 23, honestly.
There you go. That's the way I feel as well. But the bottom line is they could have done it the other way, and they didn't.
And actually, the answer for Costa is C. He just wants to watch the games illegally on the internet.
That's right, babe.
He just needs an illegal stream.
But you know what happens?
Wait, hold on. I got to ask this. Costa, where do you live?
In Selden, Long Island.
Ixnay.
So your ISP is Cablevision.
They're the only game in town.
You know what happens, though? You know, everybody says, fine, I'm going to stay and watch them at home. You watch what happens. I mean, it's already happening for certain teams in the NHL. They're going to go to pay-per-view then, where it's not going to be as easy for you to watch the games for free anymore or on your cable
system. Yeah, there you go. Who's going to watch a game on pay-per-view? Let me ask you this. How much is it going to be a pay-per-view game? Or are they going to do, like, a season package or something?
I got center ice. I'm already paying per view.
Yeah, but you pay for all the games, for everything.
Well, still pay per view.
Yeah, good point.
That could be the future if they decide that people aren't showing up.
Could be. There's a lot of money in those sports packages.
Oh, hell yeah. Why do you think... And not only is there a lot of money in it for... the network, the broadcaster, but there's a lot of money in it for the rebroadcaster. Why do you think DirecTV shells out as much as they do for NFL Sunday Ticket?
Yeah, hundreds of millions
because
of dollars.
It's lots of money, and it brings in subscribers.
Well, Well, that's true too, but not that many people get to go to NFL games, and there's a lot of fans.
And
there.
There's a lot of displaced fans.
Look at Jim.
Right, and not only that. Not only does DirecTV charge, you know, me and you and Mandar, whoever, you charge $240, $250 for that NFL package, but all these sports bars that have that package have pay per seat. Some of these bars spend tens of thousands of dollars to have that NHL pack or NFL package,
and they do it because they're still making money on it,
and it costs them no more. I guess it does because there's more receivers, but it doesn't cost them a hell of a lot more to wire a bar than it does to wire a house.
It only costs them as many receivers as they have TVs. And
right.
Actually, they don't even need that anymore. With the technology they've got now, they get these down-res things, and it's a lot cheaper.
Right.
So it's not even like it was 3 years ago. The wiring cost is shit. It's nothing. It's ridiculous.
Right.
But the bottom line is, to your point, you're paying.
What are you laughing at?
Frosty.
What did you say?
Get Susie Orman. Oh man.
I don't know.
May I bring up another subject?
Please.
Yeah, sure. Hang on 1 second before you do that. I got a call here that's been on hold for a while. I'm going to bring him in. 718-645. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Rocco.
Hey, Rocco. How you doing? The great Rocco Sansone. Are you walking your dog through Brooklyn while you talk to us?
No, I'm home right now. I'm watching the Devil Senators.
Is it still what's the score? Give us a score update.
It's 2-1 Senators.
How much time is left?
4:23.
Is Chico weeping?
I have no idea.
He's smart. He keeps the volume off, so you doesn't have to listen to Chico.
The volume is off, and I'm listening to you guys.
Oh, see, but you're missing Emmerich. Eddie, do your Emmerich impression. A shot.
A shot!
All right. That's about as much as I got.
But anyways, you hear about Bettman's new contract?
Well, it's not exactly new. It's from November.
Who are Bettman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about it.
How the hell is he getting paid $7 million a season?
He gets $7 million a season.
Yeah, how is he getting $7 million a season?
He's a CEO.
What are the bills?
He's a CEO. He gives himself a freaking raise, and he says, "Okay, I make this much." That's pretty much what it is.
That's BS.
Well, how much compare it to what does Roger Goodell make? What does Bud Selig make? What does David Stern make?
How does
the Board of Governors give this guy an extension with the way the NHL is now? I don't understand that.
I don't
understand
that. He gets booed at every event. The players hate him. Nobody likes this guy, and they still keep him around.
I mean, how long has he been commissioner now? 18 years?
Oh.
I think it's 20 years.
I mean, he was booed on the ice in 1994. I mean, this is a long
Brian Leach coming at.
pretty much
every commissioner is booed too, anyway.
Yeah, but he gets booed. Everywhere. It reminds me of Ed Koch when he was the mayor and he would get up at Shea Stadium and do that. How am I doing? And everybody would just boo and throw things at him. I mean, that's what he reminds me. He's disliked. There isn't a fan I've ever met that said, you know what, I really like what he's doing with the league. This guy's really made it exciting. Goal production is up.
Thank God for Gary Bettman.
If they're so worried about the speed of the game with the concussions, just go back to obstruction, stupid. Really? Bring back obstruction then. Okay, calm down. Oh, stupid. Oh, the concussion. Bring back obstruction then. Let could it happen? Then there would be no contagious, man.
I love it. That's right. Bring back obstruction, and then you won't have a concussion.
It's simple. Outlaw helmets. You won't have concussions.
Exactly.
They won't hit each other.
And you know, if they took out glass, if they took out the glass, they wouldn't have anybody's head going into it.
See?
And, right.
I'm telling you.
Bring back communism so we'll have better Olympic hockey.
I like it. No more KHL.
Right.
Let me look at my laptop. I'm doing my
They were clamoring in the chat room for his Jim Serdy impersonation.
I love it. When I speak to people, I look at my laptop for questions. So when you drafted Ryan Bork, Gordy, did you notice that he was 5'5"? Makes MCA look tall.
It was the last name. It was all the last name, my friend.
Well, I met Ryan. I don't know why we're getting on Ryan Bork, but you raised a good question. If you let people obstruct and grab and hold, nobody would get a concussion anymore. See? That's what I like.
Messing Gretz just brought up Mutant League Hockey, which is one of the greatest hockey games.
Mutant League Hockey, holy cow.
Oh, no, and the goalie used to explode, and you'd knock the guy out, and he'd go, yabby-yabby-oi, and then his eyes would pop out. You had the New York Derangers or something
and
like
that. And it's 3-1, guys.
What's that?
3-1, I love it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Go, Sens, go!
3-1 empty net goal with 1 minute left.
Nice.
Oh, Howie brought up. What's Mutant League Hockey? What game system was that on?
That was Genesis.
For
the NES. Ah. Oh, Sega. Well, I think I had it for Sega Genesis.
Yeah, I think that was for it, too. I think it was for both of them.
That was a
great... Wow. It was multi-platform.
Yeah.
Ahead of its day.
That was a great game.
How come every show, ends, when we all get together, it ends us with us reminiscing about old hockey games?
Everybody in the chat room was on Sega. It was on Genesis, Nintendo.
It was multi-platform. It was everywhere.
Yep.
And I hear they're going to port it to the iPad.
What?
What?
I'm kidding.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said I heard they're going to port it to the iPad.
Oh.
Blades of Steel. We talked about that.
Break the pass. All right, we're just about done here. What do we got? 2 minutes to go. We will see. Let's see. I don't even know when we'll see you people again. Hold on. Let me check my sked.
What are you pulling the fuck? A freaking, what's his face? What's that jerk over at Newsday's name? Zip ahead.
That's why I said it. I never said that word.
Is Zip Ahead, like, I never hear, like, anything from him. Is he still alive over there?
Yeah.
Nobody talks about him because you got to pay to read his site unless you're a Newsday subscriber.
Does he
Wednesday night we'll be back with you guys. Either Monday or Wednesday. I don't know. We'll let you know. We'll keep you posted. And then we'll see you next Saturday in the city.
Steel music. I could do that.
DB, are you coming to see us in the city next week?
I've got something going on, unfortunately, so no. But I will be. A friend of mine has gotten me into his seats in 326 for the Bruins game on April 4th.
Nice.
So if anybody happens to be going to that game, come on over to 326 and scream for the Flying Pig.
Whatever that
means. Well, that's my avatar.
That's his avatar on Twitter, the Flying Pig.
Oh, yes, it is. I'm sorry. I didn't get it.
So that's when the Rangers next win the cup is when pigs fly.
Oh, I hear you. All right.
Okay.
Well, guys, it's been a pleasure.
Yes,
thanks
as
for
always.
Having me on.
Very funny.
Anytime.
And, take care. Rock. We'll be good.
Guys,
we'll see you either Monday or Wednesday. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.